online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ollie Cole.
A man's been arrested after a crash involving a bus and around 25 other vehicles in Dartford town centre. 14 people were injured when it happened on High Street just before 7 last night. Andrew Dodwell works for a taxi company based nearby.
So I got down here at 8:30, just after it all happened. And it's just lots of carnage down here. I've never sort of seen anything like it before. So the bus was in the middle of the road, cars all over the place, all wrecked and everything. Sort of had a carnival up next door to us.
Police are questioning a man on suspicion of careless driving. More at kentonline.co.uk.
KM FM News.
Officials in Belgium say the investigation into three killings now centres on whether the attacker acted alone. A fourth person was murdered by the gunman the day before he went on to shoot dead two policewomen and a civilian in Liège yesterday. Gang members who post videos online to incite violence will reportedly be treated like terror suspects. The head of Scotland Yard's Trident gang unit has told The Times officers in London will approach people who provoke attacks in the same way as those who encourage terrorism. Sites like YouTube, which is owned by Google, are among those used. Its UK boss, Ronan Harris, says they're constantly working on videos that are flagged to them.
We are very clear that we don't want any form of content that incites hatred or violence on any of our platforms. So we work very hard with the authorities, with government and with other parties to ensure that that type of content doesn't appear on the platform.
Four men have been jailed after trying to smuggle almost £1.5 million of cash out of the UK, hidden in sacks of chicken feed. The Polish nationals, all aged between 28 and 38, were stopped by Border Force officers at the Channel Tunnel terminal in Folkestone back in 2015. A search of their vehicles, claimed to be headed for a zoo in Poland, led officers to find vacuum-sealed packs of notes inside the sacks of feed. All four were found guilty before Canterbury Crown Court yesterday. The final tributes to victims of the Grenfell Tower fire are being made at its inquiry. Respects have been paid for the first 9 days of the proceedings. Later, there'll be a commemoration to the three members of the Belcardi family, including six-month-old Lena, who was discovered in her mother's arms. The county's teenagers are being given an insight into the tech industry today. A workshop aiming to inspire the next generation is being hosted by Maidstone's Reflect Digital, with support from Education Business Partnership Kent. Sixth form students are getting the chance to learn about the different roles available. Managing Director Becky Sims hopes this will be the first of many.
See what the students think, get some feedback, and then look to roll out more of these to really help encourage students to want to come and work and love what we do like we do.
There are calls for a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit along part of the A2. It could be put in place in Faversham between Canterbury Road near Love Lane and Ospring Street near the Western Link roundabout in a bid to tackle air pollution. Residents say it won't make much of a difference. We've tweeted more at KMFM News. New rules are coming in for people with drones, which include making pilots take an online safety test. Anyone flying one of the gadgets, which weighs more than 250 grams, will have to register on a government database. They'll also be banned from flying them within a kilometre of airports and above 400 feet following a number of near misses with planes.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
More success for Kent's cricketers and a new face at the Priestfield Stadium. Lucy's got your sports.
Well, in cricket, the Spitfires have claimed their third win in a row after beating Somerset in the One Day Cup. They played the reduced innings because of the bad weather in Canterbury yesterday. The visitors managed 221 and rain stopped play before Kent's could finish, but they won thanks to the Duckworth-Lewis method. Kent are next in action against Surrey on Friday. Captain Sam Billings says they're feeling confident.
We've set the standard, especially in the field and with the batting and the bowling, and know that there's a lot more to come with this side as well. So, yeah, confidence is going up, and hopefully it'll just continue to snowball and it'll be good to get another win on Friday.
Meantime, England's limited overs captain Owen Morgan's been included in the one-day squads to face Scotland and Australia, despite his broken finger. Joss Butler will be rested for the one-off Scotland game week on Saturday.